More than 200 Syrian refugees have been resettled here in Washington. And this New Year's Day, many Seattle area refugees plan to gather for a special party. It's an important date, but not why you might expect. KUOW's Liz Jones explains.
Seattle resident Carrie Conklin is part of a volunteer group that's planning this party. She's gotten to know most of the new Syrian families, despite her limited Arabic.
Shwe.
That means a little bit.
How about happy birthday?
You know, I should probably learn that.
That phrase might come in handy at this party on January 1st. After all, it's a birthday party. Because as Conklin met these families, she started to realize something.
It happened that almost every family had at least one member with a January 1 birthday.
It's surprisingly common. Refugees often flee their homes in a hurry. Important documents, like birth certificates, get left behind or lost. And in rural areas, there may be no paperwork at all. In the refugee camps, aid workers will assign a new birth date. It's often January 1st. And that's how we get to this birthday party. Conklin expects up to 75 Syrians will come.
Word spreads. When there's a party, word spreads.
A local nonprofit is providing a venue. Dozens of volunteers will shuttle the families there and handle food, decorations, and gifts.
Yes, there will be birthday gifts.
Conklin says they'll celebrate all the birthdays, not just those on January 1st. So the budget is modest, up to $15 per gift. If the money stretches, Conklin says she'd love to add a gift card to help each family with groceries or other basic needs. In Seattle, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.